Wow, I'm back, baby. I'm back. I published a draft of this episode a few days ago. Extremely embarrassing, but I was laughing my ass off thinking of that because I was just kind of testing the new background sound and making weird noises. But you know me already. To be very honest, I have no need that you take me too seriously because I do not take neither myself nor life very seriously. And I swear to God, this is one of my biggest secrets to success. And as I said in one of my previous episodes, kind of one of my biggest dreams is to be some kind of, I don't know, entertainer, to work in the entertainment industry, to do some comedy and to goof around and stuff. So yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when you know yourself and you're self-aware and able to identify your best traits and triple down on them, like Gary Vee always says. Oh my God, I love him. It's you know, it's the Russian-American combination for me. Oh my God. Because obviously I only date Russians and Americans. Actually, only Latin Americans. Okay, whatever. I got carried away. So today I'm gonna talk about Miami. A little bit about Miami. I feel like I have to let it out of my system. Otherwise, it's eating me up alive. Welcome to the Ideal Self Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to support you on a deeply transformative journey of self-love, healing, and manifestation. I share with you how you can embody the person you want to be, your ideal self, and become one with all your desires. No matter where you currently are on your journey, health, wealth, and love are your natural birthright. My name is Anita Broca. I'm a personal development trainer, spiritual mentor, communication scientist, and now your podcast host. I'm so glad you're here and even more excited about supporting you in loving yourself more, in healing yourself, and last but not least, in manifesting with the biggest ease, because all that is possible for you too. Join me on this podcast and start living a conscious, meaningful, and fulfilled life.
I don't even know where to begin, to be honest. I can't even count on my fingers how often I crossed the Atlantic Ocean in order to reach one particular city in the US, Miami. I can't tell you how often I maxed out all of my credit cards in order to touch down in Miami. I guess I keep my candy. I guess I'm too demanding. And I definitely can't put into words how excited, how pumped, exhilarated I was only by thinking about and planning all those Miami trips. No matter if it was for a few months or for one damn week. Because I was definitely someone who would fly 13 plus hours only to experience some magic Miami vibes. Even though, if it meant not being able to make ends meet, I actually always did in some miraculous ways. Everybody who knows me, especially my chosen home, Vienna, or through my online business and videos, everybody knows that I'm a Miami girl indeed, a proud bikini girl with a luxurious body, a wild summer child with a touch of a real gangster who's in love with Drake and the whole Miami law life. There's something dangerous, something real, something raw, something sexy, and extremely primitive about it. On the other hand, it's all shiny, bright, uplifting, comforting, open-minded, heartful, abundant, exciting, and oh my God, so much more. This contrast is huge. It's giving me life. It always turned me on. All those different colors, all those edgy experiences, all the luxury, and all the bullshit. And it's all been me. All these years, I went back and forth looking for something that has always been here, right now. It all has been me, because all the words I just said there are me. I am Miami. I always was. You know, sometimes our soul just knows it. It picks the city, and that's it. You can feel it, that there's a special bond between you. And then it's up to you whether you decide to live in that city or not. But it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter, because whether I'm here or there, I feel good anyways. And I feel like I am it no matter what. It doesn't matter anymore in which city I currently reside. I am the one who is carrying the whole Miami vibe. And it's exhilarating and so damn freeing to acknowledge that after so many years, where I was chasing something that I could never find, because it was obviously never there, because it was all here in me within. Nothing external, everything within, baby. Also, it's just insane to me and so surprising that I do not even feel this need anymore to be in Miami, because I always feel like I'm there. There is no true need to go there physically, because in my mind and in my heart, I'm always there and I truly embody it. I think like it, I feel like it, I act like it. Just like, you know, one of my favorite mentors, Neville Goddard. Oh my God, he's a genius. Maybe some of you are familiar with his amazing teachings. I will definitely link his life-changing book in my notes. So Neville, he said, like, he had this urge and deep desire to go to Barbados, but he couldn't. I think it was due to lack of money or something back then. And he started to suddenly feel as if he was in Barbados. He walked the streets in New York as if he was in Barbados. He talked as if, he cooked as if, he went to bed as if. He started to truly embody him being in Barbados. And after a few weeks, he got a call from one of his family members, I think, who eventually got him a ticket to Barbados. And that's where he could go there. And so he went. But he knew that this would eventually happen, because feeling always precedes manifestation. Period. He already was feeling good about Barbados. He could already feel the physical manifestation of it. He already planned things as if he was there. So the whole point is here, we can already be and live our desire without the physical manifestation of it. Because the physical comes usually later. And the first and the most important and the realest manifestation is the feeling, the thinking, the acting, of course, but most importantly, the emotion and a chronic great mood and anticipation and excitement and just the enjoyment of the journey. Enjoyment? Is there a word like that? Whatever. You know, feeling is the end goal anyway, right? We gotta feel good right now in order to attract anything we want in life. Nothing is ever there. Everything is here. No need to go over there if everything is already here. Our point of attraction is always in the here and the now, not in the there and the then. It doesn't exist. It's an illusion. And I'm gonna take this even further right now, because I feel like I'm channeling something powerful here. It's not just the feeling that helps us become one with our desire, but also the I am words, the I am affirmations. Because I am is the door, an opener to our highest and most ideal self and most ideal life. Those who don't believe in I am affirmation, there are many of you, I'm aware of that. Well, I'm begging you, you should. You should try it again and again until you get super comfortable with it. Until the I am sinks down to your subconscious mind. Until it becomes natural. And then things shift. In their naturalness, in their, oh my God, this feels like the next logical step. So here we go. I'm just gonna do this. I am is the door. And then again, some of you say, but I do not feel good if I say aloud, I am beautiful, because I think I'm not and everybody thinks I'm not. Or I do not have plenty of money. How could I say that I am wealthy? Only doesn't feel good because of the lack of your belief and the lack of your own confidence, which is faith. Confidence equals faith, period. And it only doesn't feel good because of your lack of imagination and the lack of sitting down and feeling yourself into another reality, allowing yourself to feel a new life, another life, to embody a new vision. An ideal self, an ideal life, and most importantly, whether that self, whether that ideal self, an ideal life, whether it's something specific or not, we already learned that together, you remember? It doesn't matter whether it's specific or not, because the feeling matters. Your excitement, your joy, your appreciation in that moment, it's not the specifics of your desire that matters, but the feeling place. Oh my God. Do you understand how powerful this is? Don't blame the I am affirmations. Instead, love yourself enough to give yourself some conscious time, gain some confidence, and start to believe that your self-concept, which is the I am, opens every single door in life to your deepest, truest desires. And one more thing, if you still don't feel good about these affirmations, then just leave the I am out of the game completely for a while and simply say like uplifting words like health, wealth, love, beauty, abundance, joy, fun. And you'll notice how these powerful words uplift your day, put a smile on your face, and sink in and become one with you. Remember that you were born with confidence and self-love. And I want you to return to that place. I want you to speak highly of yourself always, because you are kings and queens, not because of ego, but because of self-worth. And I'm telling you one more thing, and I'm leaving you today with these extremely powerful channeled words. Your self-confidence, your self-love, and your self-concept will determine how much health, wealth, and love you deserve in life. It's all within, baby, and nothing and nobody can stop you but you. There is no rush though, right? Give yourself time to process. Give yourself time to heal, to build a new ideal self, and your desires will naturally come to you without forcing or chasing them. Start taking pleasure from your inner reality. Start to play the game, because it's your own God-given imagination and the feeling of energy flowing through you that it's life. Okay, I love you. Until next time.